Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, and joining me now is Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. Ross, how we doing today?
Jim, awesome. Always awesome. As we're recording this, it is snowing again. This is the most snow I think we've gotten in years. So it's snowing again. I've already shoveled once, but that is okay. You know what? We like to ski. I ski with my daughter. So like anything else in life, and I think you've gotten to know me a little bit, Jim, over the years, I'm a positive person. I look at the positive side of things. And so a lot of people could complain about the snow. I'll be excited that it just means ski season will go on longer and it will be better and I will enjoy that. And listen, my daughters are young, so it's a great time for them to be able to enjoy being out in this. They're 9 and 7. I don't know how many more years they're going to love being out in the snow and playing like little kids do. So I'm glad, especially with everything that happened with COVID and everything, that they're getting this chance.
Well, Ross, I think you know me pretty well also, and I'm a glass half empty kind of guy. This sucks, okay? All right, well, I don't think folks are tuning in to hear me complain about the weather. So let's move on to Penn State football. We're going to have a more general topic today. And this, our discussion last week, we talked about where was Penn State looking in the portal for help, and it kind of morphed into a bigger discussion about the portal itself, and it led me to create a question of the week, if you will, and I've already talked about it with the other guys. With the portal, it's here to stay, but should they be making changes to it? With that in mind, I, Ross, am going to anoint you czar of college football. You are in charge. What you say goes. Would you make any changes to the portal?
You know, I feel like, Jim, we're just starting to get enough of a sample size to really know what the portal's all about and how it's going to play itself out. And I have to tell you, and I'm sure we have some listeners that feel similarly, I talked about this a little bit last week. I'll expound upon that today. I have really mixed emotions on the portal. You know, on the one hand, as a fan and maybe a member of the media, I really like the fact that people go to a school, they develop a kinship with other people that go to that school, and it means something to say you're a Penn Stater or a Princetonian, you know, like the idea of, and I don't know, it's not official yet that Lance Dixon's going to Michigan, or is it, Jim? I haven't seen that.
I don't think it's official. I have not heard anything about it, though.
Right, like, because I think about that, right? So now I've never seen it within the Ivy League, okay? But if one of my teammates at Princeton transferred to Harvard, Yale, or Penn, like, I feel like I'd never talk to that guy again. I feel like I'd want to kill him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just think there is something to be said for you make a decision out of high school, and that's where you're going, and those are your people, and you know, my college teammates are some of my best friends for life, and we talk a lot, and we have that loyalty and that bond. Quite frankly, Jim, even though we weren't very successful during our time there as a team, even though I was killing Ivy League dudes, we just weren't that good of a team. I mean, it is what it is. So I struggle with that a little bit. The flip side is, and we've talked about it, I like the idea of as many young men as possible who deserve the chance to play, getting that chance to play. And you go somewhere and you are blocked by someone and you can go to a better opportunity for you. And I think about, you know, the success that guys have had, you know, Joe Burrow and Justin Fields and Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield. You know, you shouldn't just have to stay one place just because that's where you picked out of high school, and because Ohio State maybe made a bad decision, maybe not, to pick Dwayne Haskins over a guy like Joe Burrow, or Georgia made a poor choice to go with Jake Fromm over Justin. You shouldn't be like, oh, just stay there and beat him out. Well, think about how silly that would be for those guys, for Joe Burrow and Justin Fields. One was the number one pick. The other guy's going to be the number 10 pick, you know, a top 10 pick. And they both had to leave schools to get to a better situation for them where they got a chance to play, because their initial schools may or may not have made the right decision. So on that hand, I think it's wonderful for players to be able to get better opportunities, second chances, what you will, right? The last thing I'll say before I kind of get into how I would think about changing it, Jim, the flip side, though, is it does feel like it perpetuates what I think is a younger generation mentality of, if things aren't going exactly the way I want to, go somewhere else, do something else. And I think we all realize that life is about adversity, and life is about overcoming adversity. And maybe you could suggest, Jim, that leaving one place to go to another, that's more adversity, and that they are attacking adversity head on. They don't have to stay at one school to prove that they can overcome adversity. I think that there's some truth to that, but I worry that if you really open up the floodgates, like some have suggested, and you just let any guy transfer at any time, and it's already kind of gone this way, the coaches can't even, like, coach these guys hard anymore. It's almost like they have to be recruiting them and kissing their butt the whole time, which might not be what's best for that young man, but you don't want to get him upset so that he heads to the transfer portal.
Well, Ross, first let me interject with a couple quick things. First of all, I looked it up. Lance Dixon has not made it official yet, so he hasn't found the new landing spot, although all of us kind of assume it's Michigan. The second thing with lead, and I think you're kind of leading here, is I think we all want the players to have the freedom to go find playing time elsewhere, but a lot of times that's not what happens. I did some work looking things up, and I found that there were, from players entering the portal in 2019, okay, that's where we're going back to 2019, and as of a month ago, there were 63 players from the Power 5 conference schools who haven't found another school yet. So is this a situation where any tweaks to the rules may be an attempt to protect the players from themselves?
I think it is, and here's the thing. You tell me that stat again, Jim, because I would think the number would have been higher than what you just said.
Well, this is from 20 players who entered the portal in 2019. There are 63 players, not from smaller schools, but from the Power 5 conferences. 63 of them, over a year later, haven't found a home yet. This isn't counting guys who entered the portal in 2020 or the beginning of 2021. I'm going back to 2019. So they've had over a year in the portal and still haven't found another home.
Right, which means, let's be honest, which means they're not going to.
Correct.
Okay, and so if they're a grad transfer, that's one thing. If they are not a grad transfer, then there's a very distinct chance, Jim, that none of those guys will graduate, because now they'd have to pay to go to college. They're not on scholarship anymore. They would have to pay.
Exactly. So
I don't think a lot of these guys, you know, the problem is we glamorize the guys that have success with the transfer portal, but no one glamorizes, because it's negative, the guys that never find a home. You know, everybody thinks, if I transfer, I'll be the next Joe Burrow, or Justin Fields or whatever. I'm okay with the grad transfer part of it, Jim, because those young men got their degree. So I think you should be able to leave as a grad transfer. I like that part of the rule. I know Harbaugh has suggested everybody gets one chance to transfer before that. I don't even know what the rule is, Jim. I used to think you could only transfer once, but now I see guys transferring two or three times. I used to think you could only do that one time. When did that change?
Well, it sounds like this year they're giving people a free transfer. Everything's about COVID. But what's on the table that they haven't enacted yet is the rule that would say you get one free transfer.
Yeah, I think my question, though, is what does that mean for the restrictions after that?
I think it goes back to you have to sit out a year. So a player would be allowed one time without sitting out a year. They could transfer schools once. If they went to do it again, I think they'd have to sit out a year.
I kind of like that, Jim. But here's what I would say about that. No exceptions. None.
Right.
Because I know from calling games, I've talked to a bunch of college coaches where the process by some of these guys, you know, get exemptions, and Justin Fields got the exemption because of supposedly what was said to him at Georgia, but then his sister was still there.
Right.
Like, it couldn't have been that bad. You know what I mean? Like, whatever was said to him, it couldn't have been that bad. So I'm not making light, and I never would, of anything like that. All I'm saying is there should be no exceptions. It should be everybody gets one freebie and everybody gets the grad transfer, but anything in between that, there's no exceptions. You got to sit out a year or go down a level. There's nothing wrong with going down a level to FCS or D2 at all.
I think that kind of restriction would be good because it still gives the player the opportunity. We just saw this week Zach Kuntz entered the transfer portal. Chances are he's been passed by two players with who are grades behind him who have more years of eligibility. Unless there's an injury, he probably was not going to play at Penn State. So I find it difficult to say I have an issue with him entering the portal when it doesn't look like he has a path to play. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to take your questions and we're going to ask Ross.
It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates, and the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their peachy paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about salsas like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.